بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, I want to share with you mashallah the gems and the benefits and the jewels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants me and gives me, thanks to the freedom that Allah has given me and the company that I am able to keep. Today I was praying Salatul Fajr behind Dr. Ali, and may Allah bless him. He recited ayat from Surah Taqabun, and then he spoke for a few minutes about some of these ayat. And the ayat that he recited are 11, 12, and 13. A'udhu billahi minash rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ma asaba min musibatin illa bi'idhnillah. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَى رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, no calamity befalls but with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever believes in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides his heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knower of everything. Wallahu bi kulli shayin alim. Now, how do you get there? Wa'atiu Allah wa'atiu Rasul. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if you don't want to do that, فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. But if you turn away, if you don't want to do that, then the duty of our Messenger is only to convey the message clearly. And why must you do that? Because Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allah, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, except Him. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And in Allah, therefore, let the believers put their trust. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us so clearly the things which are of real clarity and comfort. First and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That no calamity, no difficulty, no coronavirus, no anything can happen to you except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written in your qadr. I remind myself and you about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. And part of the hadith is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that if all of creation, and by all of creation, what does it mean? It means every single thing which was created from the first to the last. Whatever that thing is. If all of creation gets together and wants to harm you, they cannot harm you. And nothing bad will happen to you except that which Allah has already written for you. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if all of creation, and when we hear this term, all of creation, just think about it, sit down and think about this. What does it mean? If we are not just talking about human beings here, we are not even among the human beings, if you think about that, think of all the, you know, the great kings and whatnot. Think of all the good people, the best of them, the worst of them. We are not even stopping there. We are talking about all the malaika and all the jinn, and we are talking about all the celestial bodies, and we are talking about every grain of sand and every fish in the ocean. We are talking about everything in the universe from the first to the last to be created. And as you can see, creation has not stopped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Allah continues to create. For example, the coronavirus didn't exist before. It exists now. So this is a new creation. Just reflect on that as well to say that this coronavirus is a new creation. It's not a discovery. It's something that is created, that was created, and it was not, it didn't exist before, and it exists now. And this thing is not even a living thing. This is literally like a program that is floating in the air. And when it comes into contact with you, this program activates and it does what it's programmed to do. So if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that all of this creation, if it gets together and wants to harm you, it cannot harm you except for what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has decreed for you. And if all of it gets together and wants to benefit you, it cannot benefit you except what Allah has decreed for you. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ There is no musibah, there is no calamity that can fall on you except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ And whoever believes in Allah, Allah will guide his heart. What is the meaning of guiding the heart? The meaning of guiding the heart is, وَاللَّهُ عَالَمْ What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means, Allah knows, but what we understand, what is meant by guiding of the heart is Allah guides the heart to the acceptance of its qadr. So the heart is filled with tranquility, all the stress and fear goes away from the heart. The heart is filled with the yearning to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart is filled with the khushu' of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets strengthened. Yahdi khalba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah will guide the heart. Wallahu bi kulli shay'in alim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Allah knows every single thing that is happening and that is to happen. And then, how do we get our heart in that situation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Obey Allah and obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obey Allah and obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, فَإِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَى رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ And if you don't want to do that, no problem, go ahead, do what you want, because as far as the Rasul is concerned, his job is only to explain. His job is to inform. His job is to explain. His job is not to convince you. His job is to convey the message. His job is not to convince you. If you do not want to be convinced, then it is up to you. Don't be convinced. Nothing is going to change because you are not convinced. What the Messenger alayhi salam is doing is to warn you, is to tell you about the future, is to explain to you what you need to do, is to show you a way. But if you insist on ignoring that, if you insist on disobeying him, then you are responsible for the consequences. And why must we do all of this? Allahu la ilaha illahu. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who is worthy of worship. Allah exists and it is our job to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship is the canonical worship, which is our salah, and all the other forms of worship. And worship also is obedience. Ibadah is also obedience. Ita'at is ibadah. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believers have tawakkul. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ And on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believers have their belief and they have their trust and complete and total reliance only and only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself, Alhamdulillah, as I said, I'm sharing with you whatever I gain in my life in terms of learning. But the thing is that it's not just a matter of us informing each other. It's a matter of then applying this in our lives. So what must we do? Number one, stop being worried. Stop being stressed out. Stop freaking out. That does not mean don't take precautions. Of course, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us to tie the camel. So therefore, tie the camel. Take precautions. Ensure that we practice social distancing. Ensure that we wash our hands properly. Ensure that we stay at home during these times and so on and so forth. So by all means, take precautions. But there is no need to go overboard about it. There is no need to panic unnecessarily. Think about others. Try to be helpful. Try to help each other. Try to share what we have. So do all of that. Second thing is, focus on our akhirah. Death is inevitable, whether it's from coronavirus or anything else. What is not inevitable is jahannam. What is not inevitable is punishment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to work for that over which we have control. And what we have control is, what we have control over is our akhirah. How do you want your Jannah? That is something we have control over. Whether we are to be infected by coronavirus or not, we do not have control over. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah keep us free from all that infection and so on. But we need to be very clear. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do something about our akhirah, so that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we meet Him in a beautiful condition. My brothers and sisters, this is what I think we need to focus on. And for that, what must we do? We must obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we must always be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu la ilaha illahu wa ala Allahi fal yatawakkalil mu'minun. And on Him we must place our trust and on nothing else. We trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have tawakkul only and only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the beauty of tawakkul. This is the beauty of trust, that if we have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the difficulty from us. I want to end with this beautiful story of Abu Muslim al-Qawlani rahmatullahi alayhi. He was one of the great scholars and one of the great mutawakkilun among the tabi'in. He and the other one was Uwais al-Qarni rahmatullahi alayhi. These were people who actually lived during the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they could not meet the Prophet ﷺ, so they are not considered to be Sahaba. They are among the Tabi'un, but they are among the best of them. They are among the greatest of them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them the best station in Jannah. To the extent, on a side note, about Uwais al-Qarni, Rasulullah ﷺ said to the people around him, and at that time, one of them was Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a man will come from the tribe of Qarn in Yemen, and if you meet him, tell him to make dua for you. Now, who is he saying this to? He's saying this to Abu Bakr and Umar and other people, radiallahu anhuma, who were with him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying to his Sahaba to make dua, to ask somebody who's not a Sahabi to make dua for them. And that person was Uwais al-Qarni. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave his name. He said his name is Uwais, from the tribe of Qarn in Yemen. Now, Abu Muslim al-Qawlani was a contemporary of Uwais al-Qarni. Now, the story I want to tell you, which is a story of tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is at that time there was a man who declared prophethood, and his name was Al-Aswad al-Ansi. He was from Yemen. He declared to be himself to be a prophet, and later on he called himself God. He said, my name is Ar-Rahman. Na'udhu Billah. And eventually he was killed. He came and he attacked Najd, and then afterwards he was killed. Now, during the time of his peak of his power, he collected a big army and so on. People told him that nobody will believe your claim of prophethood unless one man accepts it. And he said, who is that man? He said, Abu Muslim al-Qawlani. So he called for Abu Muslim al-Qawlani. They came and arrested him and brought him into the presence of Aswad al-Ansi. And Aswad al-Ansi said to him, do you believe that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah? Do you believe La ilaha illallah? So Abu Muslim al-Qalani rahmatullahi, he said, yes, I believe La ilaha illallah. So Aswad al-Ansi then said, do you believe that I am the messenger of Allah? And Abu Muslim rahmatullahi said, I can't hear you. I don't know. I can't hear what you're saying. So the man repeated. He said, do you believe La ilaha illallah? So Abu Muslim al-Qalani rahmatullahi, he said, yes, I believe La ilaha illallah. Aswad al-Ansi said, do you believe that I am the messenger of Allah? Abu Muslim rahmatullahi said, I can't hear you. I don't know what you are saying. Now, this happened a couple of times, and then Aswad al-Ansi, of course, realized what was happening. So he said, he called his people and he said, burn this man alive. So they piled up a whole lot of firewood, and they took Abu Muslim al-Qawlani rahmatullahi, and they tied him to a stick, and they lighted the fire. I'm talking about tawakkul. When they lighted the fire, Abu Muslim al-Qawlani rahmatullahi, he said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. And this is something that we must recite, we must do this dua also at these times. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. The fire took off, huge flames, completely it covered Abu Muslim al-Qawlani rahmatullahi. The people thought that he was burnt. All that happened was that the ropes with which they had tied him to the pole, the ropes burnt and fell off, and Abu Muslim al-Qawlani walked out of that fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put such fear of Abu Muslim rahmatullahi in the hearts of Aswad al-Ansi and his troops that nobody dared to touch him. And he just walked away from there completely unharmed. My brothers and sisters, tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest strength that we have as Muslims. Because we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know that His quwwat is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no irada, there is no quwwat, there is no power, there is no authority, there is no ability to do anything or undo anything with anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we have this belief, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this belief firm in our hearts and to fill our hearts with His glory and majesty, then nothing in the world can perturb you. Nothing in the world can upset your tranquility. Nothing in the world can put fear into your heart. Because your heart is already full. And it's full of the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.